Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Today is the, what, 9th, right? It's the 9th of the month, and we always do the corresponding word for wisdom from Proverbs. So if it's the 9th of the month, we look at the 9th chapter of Proverbs. And today we're going to pick a couple verses out of that, which is very important. I think it's pretty relevant, you know, when I think about it, that in Proverbs chapter 7 through 9, we just want to get some wisdom in our lives. You know, wisdom's so important. Just like David said when he's reading the wisdom of Proverbs, he's going, this is good. Mm-hmm. This is good. You know, and wisdom just keeps you. It just keeps you. So Proverbs 9.
Right.
Chapter 9, verse 7 through 9. Thank you. That was wonderful. Totally wonderful. Proverbs 9, chapter 9, verse 7 through 9 reads, this is our wisdom moment for today. Whoever corrects a mocker, this is so important, listen to this. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Mm-hmm. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse.
Mm.
Right?
Wow.
And
that's the truth.
You're right. I think I just got insulted. I just incurred abuse. That must mean I'm talking to a mocker. Right?
That's right. Yeah.
Sometimes you don't know until you in that encounter. So he says, whoever corrects a mocker invites insult, whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. But listen to this. It goes on to say in verse 8, do not rebuke a mocker or he'll hate you. He'll hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuke a wise man and he'll love you.
Mm.
Oh my goodness. Sometimes you don't know which one they are until you bring correction.
That's right.
That explains a lot.
It explains an awful lot. It's like, okay. You're loving me for it, so that means you're wise, and you're hating me for it, that means you're a
mocker,
right?
Right.
Okay. So then, and who wants to do it anyway, right?
I know.
Then verse 9 says, instruct a wise man and he'll be wiser still. Mm. Wise people like, no, tell me. I want to know. Give me some feedback. I mean, if it's a good source, you know, you don't. But you say, yeah, I want to know. What is it like to you? What I want to know, because a wise person's willing to learn. They're just a person that understands that you're forever learning. And he says, teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. That's good.
Mm.
You know, a mocker, a fool, just goes, I already know it all already. I don't need to know anything. A wise man says, come on, no, tell me.
Please tell me.
Oh, I need to know.
Where do you get that book at? So you think about it. The wisdom moment for today is whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. You know, and quite often, you know, you are made to look like the mocker by the mocker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the truth is you were just loving on someone. Mm. You know, you were loving on them. You wanted things good for them, but they just wouldn't listen. And whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Well, realize that sometimes you don't know what's there until you share, you know, what God has on your heart to be able to share at the moment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out, you know, there's lots of love or lots of abuse and insult,
right?
You know, and it's amazing. Discipline's been so messed up today in the church that even ministers who you know, preach from the Word of God, they can't, it's just they feel like they just can't be open to learn something.
Right.
You know, they can't be open to say it was right for a season, but I need to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brother Ken says this, my spiritual father, Ken Summery, writes in his book, Flexible Wineskins. I don't know if I have that book here or not. But in there he says, listen, I hope those that are related to me, those who know that, you know, what brought him to the place that it brought him to, he's saying, that if this thing starts happening that way and it's totally a sectarian type ruler, what we call today tradition,
right,
you know, that I'd hope you'd break free. I'd hope you just go do like I did.
Right.
You know, and we have to understand that every one of us has to be open. If you're really open for correction, then you're very careful how you give it, because you know that you can be wrong, and you have to be open for that.
But a foolish man defends what he knows, and a wise man is willing to grow.
Oh, that's good. Say that again.
A foolish man defends what he knows, but a wise man is willing to grow. Where have we come to this place where we have to hold on because this is where God moved before? This is what happened. We just hold on to this instead of putting everything, every situation before the Lord.
Well, think about this. I was talking to someone,
right,
and a leader person, and I so, you know me, I'm wanting you to make it.
Right.
I'm wanting you to make it. I'm really wanting you to make it here. You know, I'm honoring you. You know, I'm praying for you. Been praying for you.
Loving on you.
I'm only here because I have a fear of the Lord. And I had, you know, a prophetic leading of what's going to be happening in America, you know, from what we're hearing, kind of put together and just kind of share so that they could be prepared for what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you were in this meeting, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
And they wouldn't listen to nothing.
Mm-mm.
Not one thing.
Wow.
Mm-mm. And so finally, I just had to go, well, you're not going to receive it.
Right.
And so I had to reach back and take it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's what happened.
And it was love. It was like, don't you want to know? Don't you want to learn? Don't you want to grow? Don't you want to know what's about to happen? Do you really know it all?
Right.
Is God not real? Do you not fear the Lord? Do you fear man? Then you more, you know, I'm talking about believers, you know, people who profess to be Christians. I'm not talking about the world. We're not talking, never is VFN Radio for the world. VFN Radio is for the church, which are believers, not buildings or organizations. Mm-hmm. It is for the one who's gone astray, and it is for the one who's being drawn to the Lord. This is what we're always talking to. So if you profess to be a believer, you know, I'm talking in that context of that.
Right.
And mm-hmm. if somebody doesn't want to hear what somebody may perceive that God's saying.
Right.
Hundreds of people are perceiving what God's saying. Then that's a dangerous situation. That's a mocker. That's right. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insult, and whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Do not rebuke a mocker, he'll hate you, but rebuke a wise man. And a rebuke is not like a, you know, it's just saying that's not right.
Right.
You know? Not like at
the mocker is a person who's just prideful. It's just like, oh my goodness.
Right.
And a humble person is gonna say, hey, what, you know, what do you have to say?
Yeah.
It's like pride is a scary thing because it's so blinding, you know, where all of a sudden you begin to believe your own hype. You believe everything they tell you, and everything that comes across your mind is absolutely perfect and right.
Right.
And that's, you know, another reason why it's so important to be abiding and spending time with the Lord. You know, the Word of God judges the thoughts and the attitudes of our heart. And says, you know what? I need to run this by the Lord. I need to run this by wise counsel.
And sometimes, you know, we can be deceived by thinking because I have a lot of people that are supporting me, then I'm right, you know, especially in the political atmosphere.
Right.
But Jim Baker wrote a book. What was the name of his book?
I was wrong.
Because that's what happened to him. Everybody told him what they thought he wanted to hear, and they didn't tell him the truth.
Great book.
And understanding that you can put people around you that are telling you things, you know, that make you feel good, but you won't. A wise person wants people around them that tells them the truth. And you'll notice a mocker will avoid, you know, Ahab was a mocker. You know, Ahab did not. He hated Elijah. He's like, here he comes again, you know. Here he comes again. He's going to tell me. I know, you know, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
He never prophesies anything good
about me. You don't know. It's like,
but still doing something bad.
Yeah, just tell me something good. Well, you can buy those up the street, but, you know. And so, you know, I think Baal's up the street somewhere, right? Anyway, yeah. Balaam, I meant. And so, Bells up the other street.
Right.
And, but Ahab, that's what he felt like. He's like, you know, the thing about it is when God's talking to us, he's loving on us. He's letting us know that, hey, you know, if we go the direction God's saying, he's going to bless us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But a mocker doesn't understand that. A mocker is just trying to defend themselves, not realizing that, you know, but a wise man's going, thank you. I never saw it from that perspective. I mean, even if you don't agree with it, at least you're listening. You know, perception is reality to people. I mean, people will lock in to what they perceive to be real, and they will lock their faith into it. And next thing you know, you're just stuck with their perception. And so you have to understand, help people in their realities, you know, what's going on right there. But today's a wisdom moment. And the big question is that if you know it, if the person is struggling with a mocking spirit, if you know that the person's, you know, prideful, and do you bring correction? Well, the thing about it is that you don't necessarily know. You still have to talk about God. You can't just shut down. I mean, you could have a mocker in your family. You could have a mocker in your marriage. You could have a mocker in your workplace. You could be a business owner or a governmental leader that has mockers in your organization, in your government institutional, and you have to deal with that. You can't just let that go. You can't say, okay, we correct everybody but the mocker, and that's what normally happens, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they don't say anything to the mocker
because they swell up.
They abuse them. They're gonna talk bad about them. They're gonna do all these things, and everybody else is gonna suffer the consequences of a fool. Because the leader will not deal with a mocker. The thing is, you got to be willing to deal with insult and abuse to be a leader.
Right.
You're going to have to be willing that everybody's not going to be, you know, your friend. You know, mockers are not going to go, woohoo. I mean, even when we're going through discipline, we're not like, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. You know, may I have 30 more? You know? It ain't like that. But we come out of that, you know, no discipline seems pleasant at the time. But the thing about it is, if your workplace is all over the map and you're not dealing with that mocker in your office, everybody just cringes with that, and they see that, and they're suffering the abuse of that. If you're not dealing with the mocker in your household, this is what the proverb says. When the mocker leaves, when the mocker's present, strife is there. Mm-hmm. But when the mocker leaves, peace is present.
Right.
So, I mean, don't you want peace in your organization? Don't you want peace in your family? Somebody says, the mocker goes, I'm out of here. It's like, okay, where do you pack your stuff at? Where do you need to go?
Let me help you with that box. Come here.
I'm telling you, no doubt. Okay, I got your things packed up in a little shoebox right here. And then just peace comes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just peace comes. You know, and we have to replace, you know, we have to place these mindsets and realize, you know, we have to deal with that because we want wise leaders, wise parents, wise bosses, wise, you know, governmental leaders that don't have, they're not strifeful, they're not, you know, insulting, they're not, you know, all those different things that come with it. And it sounds like a Jezebel spirit to me.
Yeah. I've seen it in the workplace, you know, where there's this one person that has that spirit on them and people begin to rally around that person. It just jumps all over the place. But as soon as that one person is no longer there and is removed, it's amazing the peace that settles down. It's like, oh my goodness, that thing was so strong on this one person. You know, what they're really contending with themselves or contending with the truth is like, well, once they're removed, it's like that log jam. You know, that if you take that one log out, the rest of the logs will flow down the river.
You know, the big thing is that I think about the book by Dr. Cloud, Henry Cloud. He wrote, he surveyed like for 20 years all these different chief executive officers. He's a Christian, but he surveyed them and learned things from them. And it's called Integrity. The book's called Integrity, the Courage to Face the Demands of Reality. And he talks about that this one CEO had the sales force. And in the sales force, they had this one particular man who could sell, you know, sand to the ocean. You know what I'm saying? He could just sell anything. You know, he just could sell anything, which means he increased the bottom line of the business.
Right.
But yet he was horrific when it came to dealing with the people that was the other employees and the ones that supported him, because nobody can, in a business, it takes all the parts to be able to function. And they were constantly being hurt by this person.
Right.
And, but yet the CEO needed to have, the whole thing's about integrity. Did he have the courage to face the demands of reality? Was he willing to change his bottom line of his business to a lower number to be able to satisfy the reality of what this guy? Because sometimes you can be good at a task and sometimes you can be good at relationships. But with God, you got to be good at both. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to love people on the way to where you're going and what you're doing. Both of those things. It's called a wake. We need to talk about that in the future. But and the wake doesn't lie. It doesn't lie. And so you can look at somebody. You think about, let's just stay this for a moment, because we're talking about a mocker. Yeah. This is a wake. When you, and you're sitting on a, on a, on a boat, and the boat is going through the water, and you're sitting on the back of the boat, which I think is called the fantail, or the aft of a boat, and you're looking where the shape of the water when you're pulling away. You're going through the water, so you're leaving a mark in the water, if you have a temporary little marker shape. And it actually is identical. It's identical to the shape of the boat. So if it's a big boat, it's the shape of the boat. Mm-hmm. And they call it the wake. It's making a wake. Mm-hmm. And so, and the wakes don't lie. Mm-hmm. They just don't lie. And you look at the wake and you know the shape of the boat.
Right.
And so with that, one, think about it, there's two sides to a wake, right? You got one side and the other side. Mm-hmm. One side is relationships and one side is task. And if somebody's good with relationships, but they're not good with tasks, that is so, you know, they're so, they're like, I really like them, but nothing's getting done.
Right.
Right.
You know, I like them, but we're starving and nobody's working, you know, mm-hmm. I like them, you know, but then you have the others that are good just at task, but they're not good at relationship. I mean, you cringe in their presence, but you know, they're going to do the job mm-hmm. and they pride themselves. Look at my numbers. You know, I'm doing, look at the bottom line of the company.
Right.
And they say, I don't need to get along with so-and-so. Look, did you see this? I just made a big sell.
That's right.
Right. But the wake has two sides. Everybody has a wake. And this is what Dr. Henry Cloud says, you know, that the wake doesn't lie, that one side of the wake is relationship and one side is task, you know, and you can say what you want to, but everybody knows your wake. Mm. And when you go through the waters of life and you look behind you, and if one side of the paradigm, the relationship side, you have all these offended people, all these hurt people, you know, you cannot point at the other side of the task and say everything's okay.
Right.
Because that CEO had to come to the office and he had to decide, I'm just going to go in for the bottom line here? Because his staff, his employees came to him and said, if you do not get rid of this person, this is what they said. If you don't get rid of this person, we're leaving you. And he was trying to study in this book, why do businesses end up the way they do? Why have we made so many mistakes and we made a ton of them? Mm-hmm. And it happens even in the church, even in the father's business, in the church, where the church says if somebody's good at tasks, but they're not good at relationship. That is a big warning sign that you need to set that person down, because task means nothing if there's no relationship. Because, you know, the word of God says if you don't love your brother, you don't love God. You know, right. It just boils down to it.
See, doing something for God, that you're messing up the relationship with God, the person right. You're supposed to be ministering to.
Right.
You know?
I
like what Cloud says in that book as well. So that are people they enjoying your wake and skiing and having fun on the back of it? Or is your wake so choppy that they become shark bait because they're bouncing all over?
Yeah. Right. And you'll find out, you know, where it's tension between the two.
Right.
Because to be able to have good relationships, sometimes you have to make less money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just throw people on the fire of your success. And it happens right. All the time, you know. And you can't just throw tasks on the relationship. So you got to take care of the mundane things. You got to do everything. You got to balance that. And it causes a person to cry out to God. It causes a person to say, I have to provide for my family. You know, but I cannot just forego a relationship with my family while I'm providing for them.
Right.
And so, you know, understanding this, that, you know, the wake does not lie. I mean, if you have not read, I think the church needs to read Dr. Henry Cloud's book. Make sure we put that up on the VFN TV blog. But you got to read this book, because it's a study of the actual happenings of CEOs in our country. And the title of the book is Integrity, the Courage to Meet the Demands of Reality. And this is the question for us today, you know, is as we're coming to an end of the wisdom moment here, is do we have the integrity to do what reality demands from us right now. Because America is facing a time right now where the church is going to have to repent. We're going to have to, even though we look like contradictions in the beginning when we start doing what's right, because we were just doing what was wrong.
Right.
We have to let them know the only one is good is God anyway. Jesus said, who are you calling good? And we're preaching our gospel. It's his gospel. And our only hope is God. And so we begin to say, I'm going to work on my relationships. I'm going to work on my task. And I'm going to repent for being a mocker. And I want to be a wise person. And I want to receive a multitude of counsel in this. And I mean, it's just hard to honor a fool, you know, and understand that we need to be able to humble ourselves, and we got to be able to know that if we are a parent, if we are a leader in the industry, if we are a governmental leader, for example, God has allowed that, and God will honor that, you know, if we humble ourselves and we just say, you know, God, I want to do it your way. I don't want to be a mocker. I don't want to be insulting people. I don't want to be, you know, all those things that come with being a mocker. I don't want to, you know, abuse people or abuse my power as a parent, as a business owner, as a governmental leader. I just want to be wise. I want to learn, you know, I want to grow. And just like God, you know, when I ask for forgiveness, God forgives me. You know, God will forgive you. And he'll surprise you. You know, he's very good. He's very merciful. And he's very loving. Totally 100% awesome. That's the wisdom moment for today. That's Proverbs 9, chapter 7 through 9. Chapter 9, verse 7 through 9. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Do not rebuke a mocker or he'll hate you. Rebuke a wise man and he'll love you. Instruct a wise man, and he will even be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. We'll be right back.